From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi says the operation to retake Mosul from the Islamic State group is going much faster than expected. He spoke in Paris, where foreign ministers from Western and Middle Eastern nations have been meeting to discuss how to restore peace and stability once the Islamic State group is ousted from Mosul. Meanwhile, the Pentagon announced that a U.S. service member was killed by an explosion in northern Iraq. And the United Nations says it has received the green light to evacuate sick and wounded from the Syrian city of Aleppo. Lisa Schlein reports.
UN Special Advisor Jan Egeland says he hopes urgent medical evacuations from the besieged city will begin on Friday.
These will be evacuations of critically wounded or sick people.
Egeland says the UN has received assurances from all the warring factions that the medical evacuations can proceed safely. However, he says the UN is still seeking permission to bring food and medical supplies into eastern Aleppo, whose 275,000 inhabitants have received no humanitarian assistance since July. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
In what could be a serious setback for the U.S. pivot to Asia, Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte has announced his country's separation from the United States following high-level talks with Chinese leaders in Beijing.
I have separated from them, so I will be dependent on you for all time. But do not worry, we will also help as you help us.
Mr. Duterte told a business forum late Thursday that the separation would be in the military and economic areas. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of Defense Ash Carter has strongly condemned the failed ballistic missile launch in North Korea.
We are very concerned about the possibility of North Korean provocations. They've conducted them in the past. We're constantly assessing the disposition of their forces.
North Korea conducted an intermediate-range ballistic missile test Thursday, shortly after the U.S. and South Korea wrapped up high-level security talks in Washington. The test failed. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump indicated Thursday he would conditionally accept the result of the November 8th U.S. election.
That I will totally accept the results of this great and historic presidential election if I win.
Trump and Democratic contender Hillary Clinton are wrapping up for the final stretch of the campaign.
Madame Theresa May veut un Brexit dur. La négociation sera dure.
French President François Hollande said Thursday Britain can expect very tough negotiations if it insists on a so-called hard Brexit, in which Britain would place limits on immigration and lose access to Europe's single market. Mr. Hollande made the remarks as British Prime Minister Theresa May attended her first European Union summit in Brussels. The Prime Minister is promising that Britain will remain a strong partner to the EU after Brexit. South Sudan President Salva Kiir is threatening to personally lead military operations against armed groups in central South Sudan if gunmen continue to attack civilians along a key road. President Kiir made the remarks while speaking to members of his party during an event in the capital, Juba. Human Rights Watch charges that Azerbaijan has renewed a crackdown on critics and independent groups. Earlier this year, Azerbaijan released a number of imprisoned activists, but a report released Thursday documents the arrests of political activists, journalists, and others under what the rights group calls false, politically motivated charges. New research postulates that a so-called Planet Nine could be responsible for the slight tilt of our solar system relative to the sun. Writing in the Astrophysical Journal, researchers from the California Institute of Technology say the hypothetical planet at the edge of the solar system could be the reason the planet's orbit at a 6-degree slant relative to the sun. Until now, astronomers had been unable to explain why all the planets are on more or less the same plane and why that plane is tilted 6 degrees. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.